Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malole Soefu, Malelangi Mama, Kiorana, Maloelelei, Fakalofalahiatu, Talofa, Kokumelemele Puka, Mel, Mai Teama, and Momo Lava Piki, Petato Tamana, Talangi Motana Tauhina, Manahaka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Te ola ma te maalohe ku maue ki tātou, tau ka tino ina tātou tau mohainga bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mahalo ni mahanga he tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ia ma East Tamaki Healthcare, mo te ngā lue mahalohe ma te tau tō mō tātou ka aina pahe huka I Aotearoa New Zealand. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Maloni, Te Ama.
Talo falava malo elele, ki orana ni sambulo vinasa ka talo fatu. Ki orana talo fa kalo falahiatu. Malo ni, ki oritatu katoa. Welcome to you all. Praise God for the beautiful gift of life and for each other. Before we begin, we will first acknowledge our Heavenly Father, our God, and our Creator with a word of prayer. Ka talo fatu le mamalu tatu a fiele ne tai au po vi I alawe le lofo le tua. O tātou tō alie maile nei asulo nā lofa matungo fie, o le mea leo la sao ni ele tātou pokalame I le tatalo. Our Father in heaven, we are so honored and privileged to call you our Father. We thank you for Jesus and for the gift of life in us, hence why we are alive. As we now begin today and sharing of health information with our listeners, I ask that you please send your Holy Spirit into our hearts and to make us understand how to live good, healthy, and happy life together. Please be with me as I present health information that will bless us all and appreciate the gift of life from you, our Father and Creator. Bless our listeners and also our staff and whoever may be able to tune in today. Help us that we may learn and understand to live in harmony and help each other enjoy and flourishing together the best of health. And all glory to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Salama Maloni and welcome back again. Te Ama Pacifica Health Radio Program every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. on Planet FM 104.6. Welcome again. This is Falefanga Malo Mele Mele Puka and I am your host and presenter for today. Te Ama Pacifica Health. If you have a cold or flu symptom, you should call your doctor, iwi health provider, or health line. They will let you know if you should have a COVID-19 test. Our sharing topic and discussion today is about autism spectrum disorder, ASD. Autism spectrum disorder describes a range of conditions that includes autism and Asperger syndrome. People with ASD have a delay or difficulty in three areas of development. One, language skills. They have trouble understanding and using spoken language and nonverbal communication, such as facial expressions and body language. Two, social behavior. They have trouble understanding social interactions, which affects their ability to play or interact with others. Three, cognitive and thinking skills. They have trouble thinking and behaving flexibly, and may engage in restricted, obsessive, or repetitive behaviors. As children grow and develop, there are a number of milestones they usually reach in these three areas. A person with ASD will have a delay or difficulty in all three areas of development. ASD is thought to affect one in 100 New Zealanders. Every person with ASD is different. They might have severe problems in each area, mild problems in each area. They might have more difficulty in one or two areas. These difficulties will vary as they are age. They also depend on factors such as their gender, personality, family and cultural circumstances, and intellectual ability. Getting help early is good for your child's development. If you think your child might have ASD, or if you're concerned about their development, talk to a health professional. They'll be able to assess your child and, if necessary, refer them for diagnosis.
Do it.
Maloney and welcome back again to Yama Pacifica Health. Continuing, the New Zealand Autism Spectrum Disorder Guideline provides evidence-based information for people on the autism spectrum, their family and whānau, as well as health, disability, and education professionals and social service agencies. It includes information about good practice that is evidence-based and aims to improve the health, educational, and social outcomes for people with ASD. As part of the implementation of the guideline, the Ministries of Health and Education established a living guideline process to regularly update the guideline to reflect new evidence and changing user needs. Autism Spectrum Disorders ASD Health, early identification of children with ASD is essential. It enables early intervention and is likely to lead to better function in later life. There is no cure for ASD. Parents' concerns about their child's development must be taken seriously. Pathways for people with ASD to access assessment need to be clearly identified. Multidisciplinary assessment through specialist ASD services are the best way to improve diagnosis. Robust information on effective assessment and diagnosis processes for different age groups is needed. Health professionals assessing people with ASD need to be aware of effective assessment tools and the role of cognitive assessment. For education, a single approach or solution is unlikely to ever meet the needs of all learners with ASD. Educators need to choose approaches that fit the individual and their setting and need to be skilled in providing a range of interventions. Strategies need to be implemented right across home, early childhood education, school and community settings if we are to achieve successful outcomes for children and young people with ASD. Most overseas educational intervention programs are based on three broad approaches. Discrete trial training, or DTT. Contemporary behavioral and developmental research findings. Developmental social pragmatic approaches. Some programs include elements of all three. No one approach has been shown to be more effective than another. Current special education practice in New Zealand emphasizes participation and development rather than fixing the child. Teaching children with ASD in isolated settings away from other children is not best practice. Children and young people must be supported to use what they learn in more than one setting. The best way to achieve this is for parents, teachers, and peers to work collaboratively. People providing services and support to children and young people with ASD must have a positive attitude, expertise in ASD, and the willingness to work in a team with the family. Young children with ASD should be appropriately engaged in goal-directed activities across a variety of home, educational, and community settings for 15 to 25 hours per week. This is a collective responsibility involving families, early childhood education services, early intervention services, including education support workers and community services. It does not mean that specialist service providers have to be with the child for all of these hours, but they do need to support others to contribute in accordance with an agreed plan. Interventions should be monitored and evaluated on an ongoing basis. Changes should be made if there is no evidence of progress within a few months. The principles of positive behavior support should be incorporated into educational intervention, with a focus on understanding the function of the child or young person's behavior. All transitions should be planned and new environments prepared carefully.
Sticky hands are these, and what is this empty place? I could be happily lost, but for your face. Here stands an empty house that used to be full of life. Now it's home for no one. Here's why. It's a harbor land.
Pacifica Health Maloney, Autism Spectrum Disorder Support. People with Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, can access a range of disability support services to enable them to live everyday life and to connect with the wider community. The following ASD-specific support services are available. ASD-specific disability information and advisory services, DIAS, ASD Parent Education, ASD Plus, Tips for Autism Growing Up with Autism, ASD Communication and Behavior Support, ASD Developmental Coordination. There is also a range of other disability support services, which include such services as home and community support, supported living, respite and carer support. People with ASD may be eligible for disability support services and can contact the local NASC, NASC organization. The NASC will undertake a needs assessment to determine what disability-related needs a person may have. And the NASC may then be allocated disability supports to meet the identified disability-related needs. Eligibility, disability support services, DSS has developed a clear nationally consistent approach to accessing disability support services for people with ASD, people with a sole diagnosis of ASD, as well as people with ASD and another coexisting physical, intellectual, or sensory disability can access disability support through DSS. People who currently access disability support services will have no change to their level of support. For more information, NASCA provides leadership assistance and peer support to NASC agencies throughout Aotearoa New Zealand. The Needs Assessment Service Coordination Association is the national association for Needs Assessment Services Coordination. Agency managers and other senior NASC team members within the disability and health sectors. NASCA is a not-for-profit incorporated society whose purpose is to further the interest of needs assessment and service coordination for children and adults with disabilities, older people, and people with mental health needs, as well as other sectors in New Zealand. Our mission statement is to provide national strategic leadership promoting growth and service excellence. Oh,
Fighting me, don't resent it. Cause I can't stop you from nothing. I'll fulfill your desires for you. Confess to me, make me feel it. Confide in me, don't resent it. Cause I can't stop you from nothing. I'll fulfill your desires for you.
I'm a Pacifica Health. Welcome back. So what is NF? NF services are contracted by the Ministry of Health or District Health Board to serve people with disabilities, people with mental health issues, older people needing age-related support. NF may specialize and be contracted to provide one or more of these areas. So each region of New Zealand may have several NF services. There are 15 younger people next and 21 older people next based throughout New Zealand. Next are generally required to do three things. One, facilitate needs assessment. Two, service planning and coordination. Three, resource allocation within a defined budget. So help from NF is obliged to establish if each person meets criteria to be eligible. Staff will talk to you about this and will work with you and your family far now to find out your abilities, resources, goals, and needs, and then help you to identify which of these needs are the most important. They will then work with you to plan what supports or services are available to help meet your goals and needs. This includes natural support, family, whānau, āinga, community services, etc. The next then identifies with you which services or supports you are eligible for and which of the supports and services are funded. The NESC then facilitates the commencement of these services and supports. If funded services are needed, these services are delivered by provider organizations contracted by the Ministry of Health or by District Health Board. These services could include help in home, such as housing, help with personal care, such as showering, respite care, support for independent living, and many others. The next service will keep in touch yearly, or you can contact them at any stage if your needs change.
Without truth, we lose. Yeah, we wanna spare the feelings of those we love. Don't cry, we've all. There is always room for forgiveness, my friend. So don't feel me bad, just be glad. does have a smile for you. My liar. And still, we will be okay, and along the way, we'll learn a thing or two.
Natala Falava Maloni, Tiama Pacifica Home, continue. If you think your child might have ASD, or if you're concerned about their development, talk to a health professional. They'll be able to assess your child and, if necessary, refer them for diagnosis. Anxiety. So anxiety is a common and natural feeling that everybody experiences. If anxiety is significantly interfering in your child's everyday life, then it is important to get help. Anxiety disorders can be treated effectively. Anxiety is one of the most common problems experienced by children and young people. Anxiety is a common and natural feeling that everybody experiences. If anxiety is significantly interfering in your child's everyday life, then it is important to get help. Anxiety disorders can be treated effectively. And what is anxiety? Anxiety is a common and natural experience. Many people feel it, regardless of their age. Anxiety is a normal response when faced with something that is threatening or dangerous, embarrassing or stressful, because it prepares us to manage the situation. For children and young people, there are common fears that are often associated with age. For example, infants develop fears of separating from their parents. Young children often fear insects and animals. Most children are also scared of the dark, or will imagine that there are monsters under the bed. Teenagers also have many anxieties, including worrying about fitting in and being judged by other people. Performance anxiety is common among children and young people competing for high levels of sporting or academic excellence. How many common is anxiety? Anxiety is one of the most common problems experienced by children and young people. Both boys and girls are affected. Sometimes the anxiety can be greater than that of their peers and interfere with the young person's life. How they manage on a day-to-day basis? This may be a sign that an anxiety disorder is developing and treatment for this may be necessary. No one knows what causes anxiety, but research has shown that the following four factors contribute to anxiety: temperament, genetics, learned behavior, negative experiences. People who have an anxiety disorder are more likely to worry more than other people and be more sensitive to danger. Research has also indicated that anxiety can run in families who may have vulnerable genes. When parents are anxious, then children can learn that they should also worry a lot. Negative events that have happened in a person's life can also cause anxiety. For example, if a dog bites a person, then that person can continue to be scared of dogs. Anxiety is usually experienced in three different ways: physical, feelings, thoughts, and behavioral patterns. Physical sensations of anxiety are a result of the body becoming more aroused. This is often called the fight or flight response and refers to the body doing a number of things to prepare for quick action or a quick escape from the potential danger. Changes that result from the fight or flight response can be increased heart rate, heavy or rapid breathing, stomach aches, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and headaches. Thoughts associated with anxiety are usually related to worrying about threat or danger, or that something bad is going to happen. Children and young people may have difficulty talking about their worries. Behavioral patterns that are a common part of anxiety include fidgeting, pacing, crying, clinging, or shaking. Avoidance is the main behavior pattern of anxiety. This can be obvious, like refusing to do something they are fearful of, such as going outside when it's dark. Or it may be subtle, like staying with someone they know so they don't have to talk to strangers. There are different types of anxiety disorders, which all have a different key feature. These are fears about particular objects or situations. Some common phobias include fear of the dark, dogs, heights, injection, and needles. This is the fear of being away from a main caregiver, separation anxiety. Children will become very upset when they have to separate for any reason and will try to keep their parents with them at all times. Often the fear is that something terrible will happen to the parent or the child when they are apart. Generalized anxiety, this is a general tendency to worry about all sorts of things and expect the worst to happen. Common areas that they worry about include their schoolwork, relationships, health, burglaries, sport performance. Social anxiety, this is a fear or worry about social or performance situations. And children are often described as shy. The main problem is a fear that people will think badly about or of them. Obsessive compulsive disorder. This is a form of anxiety where there is a pattern of distressing thoughts and repetitive actions that are difficult to overcome. For example, children may worry about dirt or germs continually and may wash themselves repeatedly, even though they are not dirty. Panic disorder, this is a fear or worry about having panic attacks in situations where most people would not be afraid. Panic attacks involve a sudden rush of fear and a number of physical feelings, it is important to know the signs and symptoms of anxiety disorders may be shared with other childhood problems, for example, depression, and can require professional help to assess properly.
Darling, you're with me, always around me. Only love, only love. Darling, I feel you under my body. Only love, only love. Give me shelter, or show me heart. Come on, love, come on, love. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart.
Pacifica Health, Dan Palava Maloni, welcome again. When should I seek help for anxiety? If anxiety is having a significant impact on your child's everyday functioning and preventing them from participating in activities that their peers can comfortably do, this is a sign that you should seek help. It is important that an assessment takes place by a professional who knows about anxiety in children and young people. Physical examinations are also recommended to ensure that there is no underlying illness causing the symptoms. Research has shown that a form of psychological therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, is effective in learning ways to overcome or manage anxiety. Your doctor may recommend medicine if the anxiety is very severe, or if there are multiple difficulties at the same time, such as depression. If your doctor doesn't prescribe medicine, then psychological therapy should also be part of the treatment. Going to your family doctor is the best first step, as they will be able to provide guidance about where to get more help. This may involve a referral to a counselor in the community or to a local child and adolescent mental health service who can provide specialist assessment and interventions for anxiety. What can I do to help my child with anxiety? There are two things that parents often do to help their child who is scared of something: giving reassurance by telling their child that everything will be okay and allowing their child to avoid the situation. Unfortunately, these two behaviors keep the anxiety going. Giving reassurance to an anxious child often doesn't work. Rather than reassure when your child is anxious, give praise when their anxious behavior has stopped. Giving reassurance is a natural response, but when a child is anxious, it often doesn't work. It means your child will keep asking for more the next time they are in an anxiety-provoking situation. Reassurance is positive attention, which rewards the anxiety. Anxiety can become a positive thing. As the adult, you need to remove your attention from the anxious behaviors and focus by praising when the anxious behavior has stopped. You need to tell your child that it is the anxious behavior you are ignoring, not them. name the anxious behavior for them. Allowing your child to avoid the situation which causes anxiety doesn't work either. To keep telling your child to do something they don't want to do can be distressing for you and your child. It can be easy to give in and let your child avoid the situation, but avoiding the thing causing anxiety means your child is less likely to overcome their avoidance and cope with their anxiety. It's better to push your child a bit so that they start to do things that are slightly difficult for them. That way, they learn to realize they can cope with their anxiety. Feeling down, worried, or stressed, take control. Encourage your young person to try. There's some things they can do, a computer game that teaches young people their skills, their key skills to help fight mild to moderate depression. It can also help young people who are feeling anxious or stressed. It helps young people to learn to control their emotions with their thoughts. There are help available, a helpline. You can call anytime, Youth Line New Zealand, 0800-376-633. 0800-376-633. And you can talk to at any time. Or Mental Health Foundation, you can also contact them, provide free information and training, and advocate for policies and services that support people with experience of mental illness as well as their families, partner, and friends. If you think your child might have ASD or if you're concerned about their development, talk to a health professional. They'll be able to assess your child and, if necessary, refer them for diagnosis. As well as for free health advice when you need it, call Healthline anytime, 0800-611-116. Healthline, 0800-611-116. Tune in to Te Ama Pacific Health Radio program every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. Planet FM 104.6 to hear our Pacifica Health information Talanoa, or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Tama Pacifica Health, this is Pale Whangamalo Mele Mele Puka, your host on Te Ama and presenter, sending you God's blessings, love, good health, and delight yourself in the Lord. Psalm 37:4. Until we meet again, God bless you all.